Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Tuesday, October 29, 2019, at 10:31 a.m. You're on the record. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Alford, followed by the pledge of allegiance led by Commissioner Alford.
Good morning. If you don't mind, would you please bow your heads? Lord, we come before you asking that you, number one, give us that divine wisdom to do the right things for the citizens of Jefferson County. We ask that you help our employees be protected in every way possible. Lord, we ask that you make sure that our country is solid and strong and those that are away fighting wars for our country, put your loving arms around them and their families. This we ask in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in the pledge to our great country's flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We'll begin our agenda today with items under purchasing. Item A is considered approved specifications for invitation for bid for the rebid term contract for mowing for Jefferson County. Item B is considered approved correction to the purchase agreement to purchase 20 burial spaces in accordance with the term contract for industry burial project Jefferson County Playboy Hazard Rest Cemetery that includes $50 lease fee, increasing total purchase price from $6,100 to $6,150. This agreement that included the DEC was previously approved and executed on October 15, 2019. Item C was considered approved execution to file an agreement with LexisNexis to Jefferson County government advanced website access subscription for the 279th District Court for a term of 1 year through November 30, 2020 at a cost of $80 per month. Item D is considered approved execution receipt file with C. Take that separately. Lack some understanding about that. Do I have a motion on items A, B, and C? Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Sevigal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Item D is considered approved execution receipt file with C-Tech Facility for Maintenance for Ford Park Culvert Repair in the amount of $25,009 in accordance with the Choice Partners Job Texas contract. Do I have a motion on that?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Sevigal. I guess my question, Deb, is we got culvert repairs here for $25,000, and then we've got the estimate for the midway. And that's kind of, we had it under county commissioners to discuss the
those are separate
repairs.
Those are separate issues.
Well, locations in this line culverts. This is a different location?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
That's my understanding.
Yes, yes.
They're totally separate.
Give us some explanation on this culverts and things of that nature. I know what happened on the other side. How are they coming to this figure, and what do you guys know?
Item B under county commissioner discussion consider matters pertaining to the Ford Park Midway. One of the things that Commissioner Alford and I had talked a couple of weeks ago, would it be more advantageous for us to purchase a lay down machine and do it ourselves, or you know, that's what I wanted to hear about.
Yes, sir. This proposal, what they've come up with is repair boss culverts at seven locations. That's the roadway, the concrete roadway that runs between the access road on I-10 into the softball fields. There's some bad areas in there where we're starting to see a lot of erosion, so they're going to fix that area. And then there's box culverts that run from that access road, or the concrete road that runs to the access road, to behind the visitor center to the detention pond. There's 6 foot box culverts. There's seven locations that are starting to slough off and come to go in. They're going to go back in on those particular locations, dig those out, put new ram neck in, and come back with cement stabilizer on top and then cover them back up. And that's what they're proposing in this particular
So item. This is totally different from the midway.
Yes, yes, sir. Yes, sir. The proposal that we'll just be discussing in the later has to do with the repair of those culverts that are underneath the midway area and the asphalt overlay. This is two separate options.
So, back to the budget or even part of that, Commissioner Alford brought some issues to the court about the sinkholes around.
Yes, sir.
Is this what we're...
Yes, sir. This is addressing this issue. Yes, sir.
Okay. Wait. Hold. What was this addressing then? These were the ones that they went in to repair. Y'all might want to look at that.
The one that we had the silt fence around and all,
yeah.
That? Yes, sir. That was actually a discovery. What we had done, we asked the guys to go out there and do a discovery and try to see why this problem was occurring. And from that discovery, we came up with this bid. We found out that the issue was that...
This was a correction that we spent money on for them to go out and do. Where the pipe hit.
Oh, yes, sir. Mm-hmm. I'm not familiar with that one. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay. Yes, this was the pipe that ran from the parking lot.
Correct.
Into the box culverts we're discussing right now.
Okay.
Yes, sir. That was a separate project also.
So basically, now you're bringing them in to do the upper portion.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We repaired from the parking lot to these 6-foot culverts.
Okay.
Okay. And this is what this job entailed. Now we're running from the box culvert that these ran into. Back to the retention pipe, which was, there were 7 locations where we had the same issues we're having with these pipes. We're going to address those issues and have those fixed. That's the $25,000 to take care of that.
Is there any paving included in that? Any paving?
No, sir, there's not.
No paving, just backfilling?
Yes, sir, just backfilling.
$25,000, none of the box covers were damaged?
They're not damaged. Basically, the ram neck was not either installed or it's coming out and it's causing the sinkholes. So we dig it up. Put the ram neck back in, cover it with cement stabilizer. Because what we're figuring and what's happening is that those box covers are filling up, causing a back pressure, which is causing that ram neck to bust out. And by putting the cement stabilizer back in, it'll cause that ram neck not to bust out any longer. And we won't have these issues in it.
So most of this will be stabilized and labor?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Max, one last question.
Yes, sir.
This proposal, when did they look at this?
We looked at it in August, July and August, about that time frame. The actual proposal came in August 2nd.
That's pretty humility. We might need to look at that again, don't you think?
Yes, sir.
I would, you know, before we give an okay, if we know that's the amount, but be prepared, court, the amount may go up after the storm. I hope it does, but yeah.
Okay. Any further discussion on this issue? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Airport, we have 3 issues. I made to approve by the group authorized candidates to execute the hangar lease agreement between Jefferson County and QC Aviation for hangar number 7, 2, 3, and 4 at Jacksonville Regional Airport. And B is considered by the group authorized candidates to execute a hangar lease between Jefferson County. Stone Oak Management for Hangar Number 7, Unit 1 at Jack Brooks Regional Airport. Item C is considered possible approval and authorized candidate to execute an office lease agreement between Jefferson County and the ASL Airport Shuttle and Limousine for office space at Jack Brooks Regional Airport main terminal. Do I have a motion on that? Item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senator.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, item A, consider approved fiscal year 2020 budget transfer from jail for the purchase of tray assembly table. Amount $10,312. Item B, consider approved fiscal year 2019 budget transfer for additional funding for capital projects and workers' compensation claims. The attached schedule. Item C is consider approved fiscal year 2019 budget transfer for payroll and other year-end accruals. Item D is received by the amended Title 4E County Legal Services Budget for fiscal year October 1, 2019 through September 30th, 2020. Item E is to receive and file financial and operating statements for county funds only for the month ending September 30th, 2019, unadjusted. Item F is to consider and approve electronic disbursement for $1,134,865.31 to the Stahl Correctional for revenue received from entities for inmate housing. And item G is regular county bills, check numbers 464889 through 465140. We have a motion on those items under an offer.
So moved. Second.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Offord. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have unanimously. Under County Commissioners, item A is to consider possibly approve a resolution to extend the disaster declaration of Tropical Storm Melvin pursuant to section 418.108B of the Texas Government Code. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Sinegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And under County Commissioner, item B is to discuss and consider matters pertaining to the Forest Park Midway. We don't really need a motion on that item. So I guess what we need to discuss is whether or not we have a quote on the Forest Park Midway. The question is, what's the most cost-effective means of us doing it? What's the status of us potentially obtaining a lay-down machine to do it ourselves? I know that the core sample has been performed. We know the bad areas. The quote that Dev got was for a 1.5-inch asphalt overlay with a 40-by-40 base and repair 12 locations and misaligned culverts utilizing a choice partner co-op.
So we got to do the underground work first, meaning those culverts and things of that nature. And I wouldn't tie those together until we get to that completion. Why? Because it's like it started on the other side. It was one cost brought to us, and I'm leery about that. And once you dig it up and get under that, because what we did was we had in local where we had DV6 to go in, dig it up, and the contractors got a chance to come out and look at it and give us a quote on it. And it still had some problems after we got there, if you recall.
Yes, sir.
We are not opening the ground up to look at it first. And they going off of what?
We asked the City of Beaumont had given us a camera to look through the pipes.
Yes,
and
sir.
That's the, we gave them the video. Okay. That we got from the City of Beaumont, and that's what they came up with this video.
So they did that from the video?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Steve came up with a profile showing each how far the camera had gone, and said this at station 630 there's a pipe that's separated, and so we gave that also to the contractor to, along with the video, to get a bid to do this.
And that was done before milled also?
Yes, sir.
Can we get them to separate out the bid, the culvert repair, one inch of the asphalt, and the other?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay. What's the timeline, Judge? Timeline.
What date does the YBL take over them?
March 7th, I believe.
We need to have it done before then.
Mike?
Yes, sir. I think Steve had concerns about the weather, that there's only a certain time that you can actually lay asphalt.
Yeah.
And so the temperature is going to affect the timeline on that.
And to the YMBL, let me make sure I make it perfectly clear. That's why I'm saying let's do the bottom first to make sure. And if we have to do a decent patch job, we've done patch job the past 3 years, and we have the report from those things that have been done. But the bottom work must be done correct, and it must be done first. So
yes,
that's why I'm agreeing with, let's look at what it costs.
So separate the two.
Yeah. Thank you. All right, moving on to the county tax assessment. By addendum under item C under County Commission is to consider possibly approve proclamation of Catholic Charities Southeast Texas 16th Annual Arch of the Pope Day. Do I have a motion on that?
So moved. Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. tax assessor collector, item A, is consider and approve amending the fee charge for coin operated machines, occupation tax permits permitted in section 2153.451 of the Texas Occupations Code. One-fourth raise the tax under section 2153.401. Effective January 1st, 2020, state currently charges $60 for a full calendar year, and as such, the new rate would be $15 for a full calendar year. Item B is consider and approve property tax refund to Winstead PC in the amount of $11,417.34. In accordance with property tax code section 33.11, for a refund of overpayment in excess of $2,500. Do I have a motion? Moved by Commissioner Sinodal.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion?
This is a question. That overpayment, it derived from what Ms. Clark, Ms. Getz?
It's from the seizure that I did for Signature Industrial Services when we did that. It was money that we had to take at that time just in case, and then this was the amount that we refunded. And so we got $1 million back for that.
Thank you.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Risk management, we have one item to consider possibly approve aviation liability and home insurance policy with A's Property Casualty Insurance Company effective October 21st, 2019 for an annual premium of $49,000 and included in the sheriff's approved budget. Motion on that?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, second by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under Sheriff's Department, we have two items. A, consider and possibly approve a resolution recognizing Thomas Martin, Jr. for 9 years, 11 months of dedicated service to Jefferson County Sheriff's Office and the citizens of Jefferson County, wishing him well in his retirement. And item B, consider and possibly approve a resolution recognizing Tony Viator for 26 years and 6 months of dedicated service to Jefferson County Sheriff's Office and the citizens of Jefferson County, wishing him well in his retirement. Do I have a motion on those two?
So moved.
Second by Commissioner Sinodal, second by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under District Attorney, we have one item. A, consider and possibly approve a resolution regarding the regulation of government pursuant to section 234 of the Texas Local Government Code. Do I have a motion on that?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Judge Worthen, if you'd like to come up and say anything about this.
We have a problem with game rooms in Jefferson County. Many counties have problems with game rooms across the state. They have taken the provision in the state statute that allows for operations like Chunk E. Cheese and turn them into gambling organizations. They don't report their income. They don't pay income tax. They don't do anything that's proper. We have a piece of legislation we're asking y'all to give serious consideration to. We have cleared it with every single agency.
Where's the sheriff?
Yeah. Everybody has approved it. We've worked on this thing for months. Other than changing the page numbers on the bottom, it's exactly where we want to be and where we need to be. This can be a guide for all other counties to adopt this resolution so they can keep game rooms out of their county when they leave ours. So I would greatly appreciate it if y'all would pass this piece of legislation and make it law for our county so we can regulate and control these centers of crime. I mean, they cause so much problem. They've turned into hubs of illegal activity. We've got to put an end to it to control our criminal problems here in Jefferson County. We really need this passed.
Well, first, I want to say I'm appreciative of the legislature for finally extending the reach of this legislation to counties outside of Harris County and along the border, and including a lot of the counties where we've had significant problems. Second, I'm going to thank thank you and the sheriff for collaborating with the cities in getting this passed, making sure that our respective regulations are not in conflict with each other. And I just appreciate it and happy to support giving you a new tool with which to fight crime in the county.
Judge, I want to thank you also, DA, Mr. Wortham. You did an excellent job. I had several colleagues at the educational training that we had through the Texas Association of County. You made this presentation, and there was a lot of people inquiring about it. So thank you for coming there, and I hope you got a chance to sit down with the commissioners and see how it goes.
Thank you.
All right, any other discussion?
Thank you, Kathleen.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Aye. That is unanimous. Completes our regular agenda. Is there anyone that anything any member report wishes to bring to the other public without our taking action?
Yeah, Judge, I have a question, and it may be something that we need to look at. I had a question brought to my attention in reference to Amelda and the taxes on houses that were affected. Because I understand something may have happened in Harvey, that they may not have paid the full taxes. I don't recall. Do you recall anything, Mr. Arden?
I'd have to go back and check with JCAD on that. Okay. I thought there was a time period that could look at the value, report their damages. Because, you know, valuation's coming out January 1st.
Right.
Can I mention something about that?
Sure.
In Harvey, we found something in the tax code that allows us to give the option of doing quarter pays to those who have damage. So we have extended that to those who have had that in Melba as well. It was on all of our tax statements that just went out. And so if anyone has damage from a Melba, they're able to do a quarter pay option instead of having to pay it all
at
one
time.
Okay, thank you. Anything
first? Go Stros.
Yeah.
Last time I said that, they went out 2-0. I'm just scared to say that.
Just win one.
That's it.
Win one.
That's it.
Go deer season.
Thank
y'all so much for being here.
Thank you.